we have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs on Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and hopefully Sam will be joining us here. I think he's still deciding if he'd like to redshirt this season on the podcast. Oh. As we are back for year five, guys. This is year five of the podcast here that we're doing on the boardroom. Shout out to Robert, as always, for letting us do this. And half a decade later, we are still hopefully as strong as ever. We're looking forward to a fun year of bringing you some fun content and some fun podcasting here. As Illinois gets on the board in game one of the season here, 112-67 over Eastern Illinois. I feel like there's not a lot of takes, but there's a lot that we could yap about. There's a lot that we could yap about tonight. So, boys, first of all,
I was going to say, we're doing great.
How are we doing?
We're doing great. I was texting you guys during the thing. There's no takes. Like, I don't know who I want to put in certain situations when we're losing. Like, I have no takes that I can probably say. Summer was great, though. I mean, we have a football team that is 6-3 right now. So that's been a lot of fun. Basketball season in the history of me being a Illini fan has never snuck up on me like the way that this basketball season has.
Maybe two years ago when we had our 8-win season.
Yeah, agreed.
These 2 years have been like, especially because you also don't know what's going to happen on the basketball court. So you're kind of like, what am I looking forward to? A bunch of players that I don't know. Same thing 2 years ago for basketball. We kind of had a transition year. And when football's good, it's like, okay, we'll worry about that later. And yeah, not a lot to take away from this game. When you have 46 free throws, like 34 points coming from the free throw line, like, I can't turn that into a Big Ten game and have any takeaways. Like it's just hard. So you just gotta like sit back and enjoy.
So maybe we could start kind of from the top. Obviously, we can start from the big news of the night, which was, you know, Ty deciding to sit out. I guess that's like 2 years in a row now where we're finding out last minute that someone is redshirting. So we're down to one returning Scully, and DGL was like, Hold my Oski light. I got this. I'm gonna represent our returning scholarship players. You could DGL again. This is just no takes. This is just all yap tonight. Body by Fletch. You guys see he looked a year older this year.
I also liked his hair year two. Like he just looks older. You know,
he looked
like a kid last year. Now he looks like he's someone who's in his 20s. So
yeah.
Excited for him. He was looking good. He was shooting the lights out of the ball. But yeah, the Ty Rogers, that was really sad. I did not need to see that right before the game and just immediately get sad and be reminded of what it's like to be an Illinois fan. Like the past 3 weeks have been like, oh yeah, this is what it is. Yeah, we're going to lose football games. And oh yeah, we're going to have disappointing moments. And I was really looking forward to Ty kind of being like the guy carrying the torch from like one Underwood era to the next Underwood era as kind of that leader of the team. So it's very sad to see him redshirt. I am going to hold out like a 1% chance hope that maybe he comes back and he truly is just trying to improve his jump shot. But as we learned from Sincere Harris last year, the odds of that happening are pretty low.
Why would he do that? I guess you hope you kind of silver lining it and he's like, wow, I was in on these practices in the off season and everyone is so good here and everyone is better than me. So I just won't even play. You hope that's just like the silver lining that this team is just like incredible and he just wasn't going to play, but that is,
I mean, he wasn't starting like in the Ole Miss game, he didn't start. So maybe it was like, hey, I could get 18 minutes on this team this year. Or if I redshirt, figure out my jump shot, I still have like two more years of college where I could really be like a starter getting 25-30 minutes a game.
Yeah, why would you not?
I'm really just rationalizing here.
Like, it's okay. That's what we're here for. It sucks. If you knew you weren't going to get as much tick as you wanted, why not just like leave in April or May?
I mean, we didn't have Will Riley until really late in the season.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And same thing with Yaku Chionis. Like this roster was one of the latest addition rosters that we've seen. And I mean, quite frankly, we didn't even know if we were going to have Tommy Ivicic. We got to work on some pronunciation
Popcorn
too.
Josh. Popcorn Josh. Say KJ's
Ivicic.
name. Popcorn Josh.
Yakitsunionis.
Okay, we'll work on our
Yeah, we're
Baltic
going to work on that.
accents, but
KJ.
we're gonna get in the gym. We're gonna get in the gym with that. We're gonna get hooked on phonics. That is true. We were rationalizing it, Johnny, and we probably did that a little bit with Sincere last year, and obviously we know how that turned out, and it's, I would say, 99%, 99.8% chance that he just does not return, which would, like you said, Johnny, suck. Like, it would have been nice to have him be the holdover and kind of carry the torch and be that guy. But this is, boys, this is college basketball in 2024, where you're going into the season, you're just like, I don't know who or what or where. And so this was fun tonight to actually get to see finally in regular
Yes,
season
see what these
play,
guys look
see what these guys look like in a real game.
Yeah, Brad liked to do it sometimes with substitutions where he just does like the whole on hockey line change.
Yeah.
This is like an entire roster of that. So
Yeah.
it's certainly interesting to watch. Thankfully, Ben Hummerkaus looks like just a legit, like, okay, this guy's a Big Ten starter. I feel like Will Riley looked amazing tonight. But he also looked so skinny that I have no idea if he's going to hold up in Big Ten play.
Ooh.
And I, the funny thing is, like, we don't really have a test on this schedule until we play the number two team in the country in Alabama. So, like, we probably won't know for a little while. And honestly, Underwood teams always take a little while to develop. So
Yeah, in
we're
16
just
days
gonna
from now.
like, Johnny, I want to, sorry for like outing you on your quick take on Hummerkaus there, like what made you just be like, yeah, he looks like a Big Ten starter?
Just his shooting form is so clean and fluid. Like, it's just you don't see that a lot. I'm telling you, like, he there's often like hitches, like you just don't see that from a guy his size.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I feel like I would have gotten four players, maybe five players deep before I got to Hummerkaus as like as my takeaway if I was trying to like get an understanding of this team. Like, I understand your take on Will Riley. If it's like it's skinny he, and all these like at, we had the Adam Miller game and then we had Dre's game from last year, fresh against Eastern Illinois again last year. Like, we don't want to like count Will Riley's 30 points like as like that's gonna be what's happened every single night. But like I feel like I'm gonna butcher the name. I feel like the main takeaway for me was how important like this
Ivicic,
Tomislav,
Adam and
Tomislav,
Eve Isic.
Adam and Ivicic.
Ivicic.
Yes,
He
Adam and Eve
looks
Isic.
like we need him so much. Like, he moves the ball so well. He looks, I mean, I maybe we were playing just the we were playing a terrible team, but like he's very fluid with the ball, I would say. Like, it comes to him and he has his he has eyes in the back of his head. It's like you there shouldn't be many times down the court where he's not at least getting a look to touch the ball.
Yeah, you know what he is? He's a combination of Georgie and Kofi, okay? He's
Whoa!
Georgie's like
Overeat. I love
lefty.
this.
Yeah,
This,
you want an overreaction.
if you
Georgie's
play
like
as
lefty and passing with Kofi's size. Like, that's what Ivicic is.
this is such a great social experiment. If you just put three meatball Illinois basketball fans in a room for long enough in the first game of the year, eventually they will just start spewing things like talking about how they are a combination of two of our best big men in the last
Yes,
10 years.
yes.
Like, the longer this goes on, the more they that we will just start to spew just absurd takes. So I like that one so far, Johnny. That is fantastic.
Yeah, and like there's so many European basketball players you can compare him to, but of course I can only compare him to an Illinois player. So that's he's Georgie and Kofi meshed into one player. And I was in a dark place after the Ty Rodgers thing. When he went down, I thought he tore his Achilles. And like we've had so many football injuries the past couple of weeks with Dylan and Pat Bryant and so
Ooh.
many so and Caden going out, I was like, is that an Achilles? And then thankfully he came back in the game. It was fine.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, he grabbed his ankle, John. I don't know why he thought it wasn't an ankle injury. Like,
just he the ankle is very close to the Achilles, okay?
I'm fine, fair enough. That is as wow, Patrick Mahomes looks like he just got pretty hurt. That everyone knock on wood that Tommy is okay. Yeah. Would you have put him back in the game after that? Even said no.
Yes.
Okay. That
That
was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Brad knew that some of us needed to sleep tonight.
We were in a dark
Okay.
spot. We were in a dark spot after that one, but there's nothing that a 50-point win over Eastern Illinois can't, bring our spirits up. It's obviously hard to measure, success from a game like this if you're looking for any sort of metric. Like, we wrecked the spread. I think I saw about 20-ish was the spread. We wrecked that. I saw it 17 somewhere. I saw it a little bit higher somewhere else. So if you're looking at any sort of metric, I feel like that is one way to be like, okay, we outkicked our coverage a little bit here. As oh, look at this perfect timing. We welcome the fourth member of the boardroom. He has decided to not redshirt this season of the podcast. If you'd like to come off mute and introduce yourself to everyone here on season five of the podcast. And
On. My name is Sam, and I predict Will Riley will score 28 points tonight.
welcome, welcome, Sam. Sam is the fourth member of our crew here. For those of us who are listening to the first time and have decided to join us here in year five of the podcast, Sam, how was your viewing experience this evening for game one of the 2024 Illinois basketball campaign?
Was good. I did not think we were going to win by a 10 to 6 line based on how we started.
Oh, a 10x, 6x?
A 10x, a 10.
11, 11 last year.
11.
Oh
Wow.
yeah, 11. So it was a good experience. I'm quite pleased.
Your show, you I can tell in this
Yeah.
in the way in which you're
We
well
all did our pronunciation guide. So Tall Man, what's his name?
who? Tall man?
Tall Man.
Which one? Tomislav?
Yeah.
Tomislav?
Last name.
Ew. All right, hold on.
No, you guys,
Okay,
we look so unprepared right now. We had
yeah,
all off season. Like,
because we're doing our
you guys are
preview
so
podcast
unprepared.
e-visage.
This is our preview. This is our preview for the season.
This reminds me of when I was watching Florida State in the first game, and DJ, however you pronounce it, Uglay, whatever.
Uyunglele.
The announcers like were just committed to calling him DJU. Like they were like, we're not even gonna like bother with this. We're just gonna go DJU.
I don't think it's because they
And
don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's just because it takes a long time to
no, yeah, I
pronounce.
know. But like it's Tomislav is like one of those deals where it's like it's just Tomislav.
Ivasic.
Ivasic, yeah.
It
Vici.
did. I mean, think about how it did take a minute to be like Bishanishvili. Like that
Yeah.
wasn't like game one that we had Bishanishvili
Well,
down.
no, we had it down because Austin Berkland gave it to us like right away. He was like, this is our pronunciation guide.
I thought he
Okay,
said it. He had
okay.
it wrong. He was like Bashanishvili or something.
Was it wrong? I
I don't
always used
know.
his,
Okay,
and I'm
Bashan. You
usually
guys,
wrong.
not to derail, but do you know the Brett Bielema story at Arkansas?
About what?
Like when he first got there from Wisconsin, the reporters couldn't get his name down. They kept doing like Bielema, so they like someone like put up a picture of like a bee and a llama, like bee llama. Like it's not Bielema, it's Bielema.
Oh man, if you're new here to the boardroom, maybe this is your first season that you're joining us, you're gonna hear very early on that we're not a X's and O's types podcast. Let's kind of do a quick whip around for those of us who are joining in season or first season. How would you describe kind of what our podcast is or isn't for those that are kind of listening for the first time? What do you feel like the listeners need to know?
Incredibly reactionary.
F around and find out.
We just found
Yeah.
out about recency bias.
Yeah.
Is it your favorite thing?
It's the best thing ever. Yeah. Incredibly reactionary. That's a good one, Johnny.
Maddie, do you want to talk about how we were birthed?
We were birthed of the Boardroom
Yeah,
podcast.
the Boardroom podcast, if people were unfamiliar.
I mean, that story goes back, I mean, honestly, to college, in which we sort of had this like cult following for Robert and we turned on tweet. I've had tweet notifications on for Robert since, I don't know, 2015 or something like that. And I mean, I don't know. We kind of just it's too long of a story to tell and
No,
see it.
no, no. It's pretty much we went to the MSU game with him. We beat MSU in 2019, 18, 19,
20, that was just
18,
before. That
18,
was, wait,
20.
football?
That was
Football.
COVID. That was just
2019.
that was
No,
just 2019
2019.
COVID.
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah,
2019. And then we talked with him a little bit afterwards, and he was like, "All right, do you want to do a football podcast?" And then 2 weeks later, he was like, "Never mind, we have Mikey Dudek to do a football podcast. So here's your basketball podcast."
And we were like, us?
Sure.
And before every time we record, we're still kind of like, us? Are you sure? And here we are, like 100 episodes later, we're still doing it. So yeah, obviously we don't take ourselves super seriously. This next thing you might find very hard to believe. This is not our full-time jobs. This is not our day jobs. I know all four of us actually have careers outside of full-time podcasting. But if there is anyone that wants to sponsor us, and who's that?
Transition to our sponsor.
Oh, that's right. We do have a sponsor. Our good friends at Findlay Dunn's. Man, I had the Ryan burger for the first time on Saturday when we were watching the Minnesota game. Sam, I can't believe I haven't ordered the Ryan burger. I always watch you order that. That was delicious.
Oh, it's so good. So underrated.
So underrated. Yes, our good friends at FD's. If you're in Chicago, it is the place to watch games this season. They have BTN Plus, they have Peacock, they have all the channels. We're going to be there for many of the games this year. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, come watch at Findlay Dunn's. If you're in Champaign, go to the game or, I don't know, somewhere else. So, yeah.
Okay. We've chatted for a bit now. I feel like we haven't talked about two guys who have had very like anticipated Illini debuts. Guys that we've known about for years. Both of these guys I've known for at least 3 years. We need to talk about Kylan Boswell, and we need to talk about Merez Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Merez, obviously, like real Will Riley stole the show, but Merez also broke a freshman record for most blocks in a game. Need to talk about that. And also like kind of a forgettable game for Kylan Boswell, which I'm totally fine with because of all the people on the team this year, this was a guy who like started as a 18-year-old on a two-seeded Arizona team, and him just kind of having like I don't know, what do you have, like 5 points today? I'm totally fine with that because I feel like that might speak to the quality of the other players. Like he's the only known commodity on this team, so very fun to see him in orange and blue from Champaign, Illinois. And excited for those two dudes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime you could set a record in game one, it's a big deal. Again, we're gonna overreact. Let's overreact. Merez is gonna set the all time single season blocks record here. That's my overreaction. Sam, what's your overreaction? Johnny gave his overreaction already of calling Tommy a combination of Georgie and Kofi here. So what's your immense overreaction here from game number one?
My overreaction from game number one. I have a negative one. I don't want to say the negative one.
No, that's
Say
okay.
it.
We can't be super biased positively all the time.
It's in the Kerry Booth neighborhood. It's I saw him projected in one place as a first round pick, and then kind of like I was like watching some of his highlights in Notre Dame last year, and then I was like looking at the stats, and I was like, it kind of reminds me of Coleman, of like he's always right there. Like I think he's going to be a polarizing player, and I don't know. It's interesting that he's projected as a first round pick. Like I have no idea what to make of this guy. And kind of a quiet night for him.
Sam, that's such an overreaction. It's been one game, dude. How can you say that?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm overreacting.
That's been one game, man. How do you, I yes. Go ahead, Johnny.
Was gonna say I don't hate that take. Like, I think he's one of those guys who, because of his size, he
Yes.
is a good shooter for his size, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be a great shooter. But I feel like he feels motivated to, if he can prove that he can shoot the three, then he'll be an NBA draft pick. But I don't know if that's like in the best interest of the University of Illinois for this year, because he might be like how Coleman was a 27% 3-point shooter as a junior and then a 37% 3-point shooter as a senior. Like that's a
Exactly.
huge difference. And it's not like he magically was just like, oh, I'm like much better now. Like that you do need to get in-game reps, but that comes at the expense of your team. So we will see. He didn't seem like Humrikhaus, for example. You see that 3-point like you see his motion, you're like, okay, that guy's going to be a 40% 3-point shooter. Will Riley, very interesting form, but also you can just see how it's going to go in. Kerry Booth looked a little bit more robotic,
Yeah.
and we'll see if it falls.
I was watching his highlights at Notre Dame, and like the word that comes to mind is like clunky. Like Coleman, like looks great, like when he is like kind of in a clear situation, and then like when he's trying to create opportunities, or like sometimes he'll just
Yeah,
miss
you
a
go off
three way up.
schedule.
Yeah, you go off schedule, and it's like, okay, like that's the limit. That's like we found our boundary.
Exactly. And then on the complete flip side, it's like Kasparis, like he's going to be taking some step back threes that are going to be really annoying. And he made some of those tonight.
So
But
did Matthew
he
Meyer in his time.
there's going to be some middle-aged Illini dads who are going to he's going to take a shot with 24 seconds left on the shot clock, step back three, and it'll be frustrating at times.
Yeah, I see some. I'm looking at some of those middle-aged dads that are going to be upset at that. But Sam, to kind of speak to your point, and I don't know about you guys, Will Leach's article today on Illini Board was maybe it was arguably like the most helpful thing that I read all offseason today. It's like everyone's there with like the current power rankings. That if you haven't read that article yet, shout out Will Leach, writing for the Illini board right now. That I found out that news at the same time everyone else did, but he had Kerry Booth at 10, right behind, in front of, I should say, in front of Jake Davis and in front of the walk-ons right there. And as he said in that article, like if this was the Gross era, Kerry Booth would have to be like the guy, right? But now he can just be a guy that can maybe play some spot minutes. He can maybe struggle a little bit and then maybe come back next year, and then he can be the first round projected guy, right? He doesn't have to play that role anymore in game one because of the depth that you now have. That we, I'm not going to overreact and say we have more depth this year than we've seen in the last. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Again, you put the meatballs in the room for long enough, and eventually they're gonna make these takes. But yes, Sam, I think to your point, like obviously at least one of these guys is not going to have like the year that they want to, whether it's like Kerry Booth or whether it's Trey White or whether it is like Umerkhouse. Like one of these guys is not going to play to the level that we want them to, and that's okay if the depth can be what it can be.
I don't know about you guys. The Will Leach article, I read it. There was a little bit of imposter syndrome when he introduced himself, when he was like, "My name is Will Leach, a contributing editor at New York Magazine, a regular columnist at the Washington Post, national correspondent for MLB.com, and author of seven books." He lists all of them out. I also write a weekly newsletter about parenthood. I am somehow still best known as being the founder of the late sports website Deadspin. I read that and I was like, Robert gave us a fucking podcast as to what? And this guy's writing on a liner board. But yeah, that was an awesome article.
That is
And it's
that's like the
pretty
same imposter syndrome we have with like every interview. Like someone comes in
That's
and
true.
we're like, wow, this guy is like on our podcast. Dave Repson's talking about the USF Illinois football game.
All-time moment right there. If this is your first episode to listen to and you're looking for a second one, it's the Dave Revson episode right there is the second episode. But yeah, that is pretty cool that Will is now writing for the site here, and that'll be especially in a year like this to do like the power rankings as we are getting introduced to all these new guys and all these new transfers. Like I feel like that's a very fun way to kind of read
The
about the team,
stock will be rising
the
and
stock.
falling for a lot of
Yes.
guys.
Did
The
we do that,
trust rankings,
Josh? Yeah, there we go.
the trust
There
rankings
we go.
walk so that the power rankings could
Yes,
run.
there we go. There we go. Yeah, Josh, let's just do trust rankings for non. How about we start doing this? We do trust rankings just for non-con moving forward for the rest of
Again,
this segment.
I have no takes from this game. There's absolutely nothing that I could decipher from this game.
That's
I
our.
was legitimately mad at the ref for calling
Of
fouls.
course you
Like, I
were.
wanted us to
We
earn
had
that game a little
60
bit.
field goal, 60 free throws. You're upset at that?
No, I was like, okay, th this is almost too easy, you know? And
Okay.
like, I would rather have a helpful whistle in January against a Big Ten team as opposed to when we play Eastern
Do you
Illinois.
think that's
So
is that how that works? Are they like
they're
non-refundable or
definitely not at all interconnected. I'm
okay.
just an idiot,
Got
but
it. No, that's okay.
I did want to just see our guys play it out a little bit, and it seemed like for it was the first game for the refs too, and they wanted their presence to be known, but instead it meant that we took 46 free throws. And the only good thing was we got a lot of misses out, like Jake Davis make a layup.
This is
Make some
such a
free
bad
throws.
take. This is such a bad
I
take.
love it. I love it so
No,
much.
that's a
Love
good
it.
take. Did Jake Davis
No,
score?
I
He
mean
was
like
like 0
no,
for.
he was no, I'm saying get all the misses out from free throws. That's a terrible take.
No, that is a good take.
Yeah, how
Like,
about Kasparis was a 88% free throw shooter who missed multiple free throws today.
water will find its level. Water will find its level.
The
I, yeah.
Morez Johnson free throw, like water might have already found its level. What was he from the
Yeah,
line?
that
Did
one might be.
water's at its level. What was he at the line?
One for
ESPN
four.
doesn't one for, yeah.
All right, that's fine. You can only go up from there. It's first college
Morez
game.
Johnson translates to bigger Ty Rogers.
I'm gonna miss Ty and his rebounding. That was so much fun. Icebreaker this last year, whenever you had to have like an icebreaker and you had to say like a fun fact about yourself, I would say that a fun fact about me was I enjoyed watching Ty Rogers rebound the ball. And so now I'm in the search for a new fun fact, if you guys can give me one, because now that Ty's redshirting, I have nothing fun to say.
I love Ty, but this will be mean. You can say fun fact, I don't have to watch Ty Rogers play offense again.
Oh, that is really mean.
Oh, I was
That's
gonna
that
say,
is
like,
mean.
fun fact, I am almost as good of a shooter as Ty Rogers, but
That was also mean.
well,
He's got a
that's
year to work on that. So then when he's a starter next year for Illinois and leads us to the Final Four, that fun fact is going to be invalid.
well, okay, this is
When
this
you
is
find out Ben Sincere is your
this
answering.
is going exactly as I
I know. I did
anticipated.
have that
Maddie.
thought of like, I'm going to have to like kind of check up on West Virginia games now, Kansas
No,
State
we're gonna get them.
Memphis games.
We're gonna get them on our Twitter feed more than we got like
That's true. We
the
did get
Brandon
so much Brandon
Podjemski.
Podjemski
Well,
stuff.
no, the Memphis is we're rooting for Dane,
For
right?
sure.
We're rooting for
Yeah.
Dane in
Yeah.
a
I'm not rooting
different.
for West Virginia.
I'm
I
not.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
I'm
gonna
rooting
be. I'm
for
gonna be
Dane
annoyed when
Coleman
like
as individuals.
Amani's gonna dunk against like Virginia Military Institute, and they're gonna be like, "Wow, like great letting him go."
Well, VMI's got some bigs this year, Sam. Like, that's
They
not
do,
easy.
yeah.
They have what's his name
Well,
from,
that's, yeah, I know, yeah. You were,
him, yeah,
shoot,
the
I'm
transfer.
blanking.
Let
Yeah,
me
I call
tell
it
you,
Dale.
I'm rooting for Dane when he played today. You know who he was playing today?
Oh, were they playing Mizzou?
Mizzou.
Who ended up winning that game?
That's a good question that I will give you the answer in.
Do.
I'll look
This
up
is
the
good.
VMI guy while you look that up,
Yeah,
Ben.
Sam. I need the VMI guy. Johnny, I need the
Yeah.
Mizzou guy. Josh.
Memphis won 73-75. Let's
Right,
go, Dane. Nice,
never too
nice.
early to start recruiting for or start scouting for bragging rights right there. That should be Is Dennis Gates on the hot seat? Is this year three for Dennis? Right? Is this year three?
Just because you said that, we're gonna lose to them.
It doesn't work that way. I wish I
It
had that
does.
much pull. That'd be
It
sick if I
does.
had that much
It
pull.
does.
It doesn't
It
work that
does.
way. It doesn't work that way.
The issue with the this is the middle-aged dad meatball take. The issue with the transfer portal is these like rivalry games mean nothing now. Like this team has nothing against Mizzou. Like there's no history against Mizzou with any of these players.
I mean, it means yeah to the fans. To Brad, it's literally just Brad.
Yeah,
Brad's
Brad
like,
has
I
to
care
like
about this so much. But other than that,
yeah.
he's gotta like show them footage of like
And
the Ray
it's
Rice, Ramonte Rice like buzzer beater, or like Trent going sicko mode on Mizzou, or Io going sicko mode, or Mark Smith going
Nope.
sicko mode.
Yeah, okay, so Dane had 6.7 boards or 6.8
He had
boards.
6.7.
Six points, eight boards.
Oh, I thought you said
It
six
is
point
funny
seven
though.
boards.
You know who's on Missouri though?
Who?
Tony Perkins, just a little Dane Danger
What?
versus Tony Perkins game.
Why was he
That
still
did remind
playing?
me because I remember when it happened, we're like, oh, now he's just going to another yellow and black school that we're going to play.
He's gonna put up
But
35 against us for no doubt. He's gonna put up 40 points. We're gonna be up like in bragging rights. We're gonna be up like 12 points with like a minute and a half, and he's gonna hit like three threes, and we're just gonna be clutching our pearls. That I'm calling it now. Tony Perkins is gonna go off in bragging rights. Okay, what else from this game? Any other overreactions? Again, it's podcast one for us too, so we don't want to overexert ourselves. It's hopefully a very long season, boys. Well,
Yeah, I mean,
Sam
I
said,
feel like.
I was gonna say Sam said more than 35 words, and Johnny didn't bring up KenPom yet. So, like, both of my bets like cashed.
Johnny, I have something to send you. There was like someone on Twitter tweeted like a picture of a KenPom.com hat. with the caption like this would go so hard. I feel like we gotta
That would
like,
be great. I would
yeah,
love
we gotta
that.
make
I
that.
love
We're
that.
getting Johnny that for his
And
birthday, this
it's
year.
funny because I'm literally scrolling KenPom right now and it hasn't updated yet our game. Ken predicted us to win by 27. I also have a name for the type of win that Illinois had today. It's called like a low blood pressure win, not because it was like low blood pressure and like not it wasn't
Stressful.
like a we were worried, but just like 112 over 67. Like that's like you go to the doctor,
Oh
112 over
my
67, and the
God.
doctor's like, are you like an athlete? Like that's a little bit low blood pressure. I'm like, yeah,
What?
Josh just ran a marathon, so a little bit of a runner here.
That's awesome. What would the score be if it's like a Holiday Heart score?
Yeah,
What would that
Holiday
score?
Heart is gonna be like 108 over 90 or something like
Oh
that.
boy,
Like, or no,
yeah.
maybe like 130 over 90.
I don't know.
But
I'm not a doctor. Damn.
yeah,
I like that.
that
I like that, Johnny. That's good. And again, if you're new here at the board, we make a lot of funny jokes like this. So you
was. Yeah, I
get
know
ready to.
that was.
We're funny guys. We're funny guys here. So get ready to laugh alongside us this season. Usually, we do some sort of like pretty. You know, we do some sort of like preview podcast. We didn't really do that. Do we kind of just want to? Again, because it would all just be such speculation given the one returning scholarship athlete. Do we want to do any sort of here's what I think Illinois, or is that just kitschy and would just be silly and we know that that John is gonna predict us to the Final Four in San Antonio anyways.
Well, that's what he's going to do. Should we find the superlatives that we did for the first podcast that we did and then repeat them for this podcast?
Superlative, we did that?
Yeah, if we went like all out like with a whole like outline of how this show was going to go and roll.
Dang. We used to try so we used to we used to really we used to really is this is year five. I mean, it's really falling off, huh? No, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I think we can treat these first few games like the preseason.
sure.
We've got SIUE coming in next, then Oakland. Maybe it's like ahead of Bama. That's when we really like we were watching our three preseason games, and then maybe we can make some bold predictions by then once we actually know the guys on the team. I mean, I would have probably made some bold prediction like, "Hey, Ty Rodgers is going to like be the leader of this team, and like while he's not going to be come off the bench, he's gonna have the most minutes." I would have said
Right.
something stupid like that. So
Well, it would have been dumb. It wouldn't have been dumb at the time. It would have made sense at the time. How were you supposed to know that was going to happen? We couldn't have known. We couldn't have known.
Will Leach laid out his whole resume and then proceeded to have Ty Rogers ahead of Kerry Booth. Bad take.
He's
Kerry
losing
Booth's
his
having a better
yeah.
season.
He's losing his credibility here, Will.
Just losing his cred.
Unbelievable.
I found the over unders.
For what? For our super? Is this like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
5 years ago?
These read out of context are going to be really stupid.
Oh no. Oh God. Oh no.
How many times is a commenter going to say Georgie is from Georgia? Over 5.5.
Georgie is from Georgia.
Yeah,
Let's
they did
just.
like to say that. That was.
But.
What about Brad Underwood is fat? Remember the story that where the announcer would be like, he was so fat and then he like walked a lot over the summer?
Yeah, I do remember
Yeah.
that. I do remember that.
Okay,
That.
that's enough.
Those were our two superlatives.
No, we had like five more.
Got it. Okay. Well, tweet at us your
What about
superlatives.
is Keaton Kutcher related to Ashton Kutcher? I'm surprised that was.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. I did actually have a note from the game that I thought this might have been the best BTN Plus student broadcast that we've seen.
Yes.
I thought
So true.
Peter Hansen is now a seasoned pro in his second year of doing this,
I was gonna say,
and
I feel like I've heard
Genesis
of him.
Ryan is an Illini legend. So.
Yeah, it was awesome. I liked it. I was gonna say Peter Hansen's name sounds familiar. This is not his first year doing this, right?
He did
This,
it last year.
yeah, that was
and
awesome.
Alec Gilmore was a great he was a great role player. I thought he had a good halftime interview with Brad.
Found his
He
LinkedIn.
was
He's like aerospace engineering, so that's pretty impressive that he's doing.
engaging, yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, do we get a couple more BTN student games this year? Hopefully, one more. One more, is that it? Which
I mean, hopefully zero more, but no,
hey.
one more, as long as Jen's commenting.
Yeah, she was awesome. Hey, it's better than whatever this is happening right now on this episode. I mean, I mean, come on. They did great. Awesome. All right. We good, boys? We are back. We are back. There is no better time of the year than Illinois basketball season. The weather is getting a little bit cooler. The Illinois football season is starting to wind down. The boys are getting married, and the boys are having kid life is happening, you know? Any other big life updates, fellas, or are we good to end this one?
I mean,
No.
nothing big coming on Tuesday, right? Nothing
Okay.
in America that's happening.
Oh, the first college football playoff, right?
Oh yeah,
Got it.
Indiana,
Oh, no, don't bring up politics. Don't
undefeated.
bring up politics.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, hate to bring that up. Sorry, hate to bring that up. All right, well, we hope that you will join us on this season of the boardroom. Thanks for listening, everyone. ILL.